is WGXC 90.7 from the Hudson Studio in New York. I'm Nancy Marin, your host for the Social Graces Program. The Social Graces Program covers all things pertaining to etiquette, manners, and protocol. And today's special guest is Laura Margolis. Laura is the artistic director at Stageworks in Hudson. Thanks for being here, Laura.
Oh, it's great. Thank you for having me.
It's a nasty day, I know, and I really appreciate you making the effort to get here.
Oh, no problem. Hopefully there are some people that are sitting and listening because you can't go out.
That's right. And they should be listening to the Social Graces Program every month.
That's right.
So today we're going to talk about proper etiquette as far as going to the theater and the do's and don'ts of live performances, because it's not like you're at a movie theater.
No,
it's live.
That's right. Even in the movie theater now, they've got probably more issues than they used to because of cell phones and stuff. But we are talking about the live theater, and it's special in that the audience and the people on stage are kind of working together here. So there's a special attention, I think, in the live performances that. That's different than other ways of entertainment.
I think so too. And another thing is, if you're not quiet during the performance, you could really throw the actor off, right? I'm assuming.
Well, it's more the way in which you're affecting the people that are sitting around you. But audiences are pretty, pretty sophisticated. Certain vocal sounds, or sometimes somebody going, no, to what's going on stage. I mean, actors don't mind that.
That means they're paying attention.
Yeah, or people in some way emoting, is fine. But conversations, on the other hand, are probably more troublesome, not just to the people on stage, but to the people around you.
Mm-hmm.
I think the bigger thing that we deal with today are cell phones and, or other electronic,
devices.
Mm-hmm. And but again, most theaters, myself included, either have an announcement at the beginning of the show that is recorded, or if you're coming to StageWorks, I give a curtain speech, so I always remind people to turn off their electronic devices. And it's really interesting, at least a third usually of the audience is, if not turning them off, they're reaching to make sure that they did.
Mm-hmm.
So people are very aware of that.
So StageWorks is a nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell us a little bit about StageWorks?
Sure.
Because as long as I've been coming to Hudson, I never knew it existed until recently.
Well, that's always saddens me. This is our 18th year.
Oh no.
And we're a not-for-profit, professional equity company. That means that we're a union company. We work with Actors Equity Association, actors and stage managers. Actors Equity is the union that protects, so to speak, actors and stage managers in the American theater. And we're known for developing and producing new work. It's not all that we do, but it's the direction that we've taken from the beginning, and is now actually what we're becoming more and more known for.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I would say that we're adventurous, and that the new work that we tend to be attracted to, deals with contemporary, I guess I hate the word issues, but I can't think of another one.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on in our world today, and it kind of pushes the envelope a little bit. And at the same time, we do things that are lovely and funny, and so it's quite exciting.
Could you tell us, because if in case I forget to ask you this at the end of the program, Where is it located in
Hudson?
Oh,
that's a good thing. Yes, we're right by the train station, by the Amtrak train station.
Yeah, that is.
See, if you go down whatever street, you know, let's just say Warren Street towards the river, and then take that left on Front Street, right when the train station begins, there's a street to your left called Cross Street, and we're right there on Cross Street. It's a, you know, a kind of a hidden but beautiful area down there. There's us, and there's the Basilica, and
and
you know,
a beautiful train station.
A
that
great
little,
train station.
Oh, it's so,
yep,
it's just magnificent.
It
a
is
small.
Yep,
you know, kind of dated, but charming.
Charming, yep.
Yes,
and you've got, you know, we've got wonderful neighbors. I mean, people have houses down there, and Tanner's Lane is there, and it's just a wonderful area that you know, houses a lot of different businesses. We've got a wonderful restaurant on the corner there called Relish, and just a nice neighborhood that, you know, as the area down there, you know, more and more develops, is going to become you know, just better and better, because it's really, you know, the you know, it's right there near the waterfront, so it's great.
Yes, it is. And how long have you been artistic director?
Well, I was I'm the founder of the organization, so there's not been another artistic director. So I've always been. Yep.
So I thought we could maybe talk about etiquette in a live theater setting, and we've already talked about silencing your cell phone, of course. And there's even watches that may beep, you know, that can, you need to silence those too.
Yes,
I would think.
Absolutely.
And at live performances, it's crucial to silence your watch if it beeps, and your cell phone. And I'm thinking, you don't want to come in right when the play is starting, like maybe get there 15 or 20, 30 minutes ahead of time, get a cup of coffee or whatnot.
Oh, that's always
get
lovely.
Settled.
Yeah. Yes, that's always a good idea. I mean, you know, at StageWorks, you kind of have to get there a little early to, though we, one needs, generally needs a reservation. You're getting your ticket at the box office, because we don't send the tickets. You still need to go to the box office. And yeah, we've got a beautiful lobby there, and you can have a cup of coffee and hang out. You know, a theater, we try to make our theater kind of look like a home, and in actuality, our lobby has, you know, couches and kind of comfy chairs, and, you know, getting there early is always wonderful. And, you know, it's interesting, this issue with electronic devices. It's, again, almost every theater makes an announcement of some sort. And it's not just the noise that a phone makes if it rings. You know, people also, now I've actually expanded it to include, you know, a phone on vibrator, because just because it's on vibrator doesn't mean that it doesn't make a lot of noise in a theater where, you know, you might have a few moments of kind of silence. That kind of buzz from a silenced phone is also, you know, not something that's particularly welcome. And that happens a bit. And, you know, you see all the audience members turning around.
Yes.
And usually, sometimes it happens that the audience member doesn't even know it's their phone. So now I say to also, you know, please turn it off, as opposed to putting it on vibrate, because we've had that happen a few times. So the intention was right. It's just that people don't, you know, I have my phone on vibrate right now, but I'm not, you know, and I'm listening to you, but, you know, we're just kind of one-on-one. If this vibrates, I'm going to know it's vibrating. I've got it in my hand. But in a theater where your concentration is on what's going on stage, sometimes you don't even know it's your phone. So, you know, I've kind of expanded my little curtain speech to include the, you know, the vibrate issue. And another thing that, at least in our theater, I don't know if this is the true in every theater, but it's going to be this way. What I'm going to say is going to be the custom in union theaters, is that, you know, you can't film from your phone or your electronic device. You can't take pictures. I mean, these are against union rules, mm-hmm. but along with the fact that, you know, it actually can be dangerous to the actor, because if the actor is looking through the fourth wall and they see us, you know, a phone up or a device up that's filming them or taking pictures, that can distract them. And, you know, and you know, they're the ones that are having to, you know, to move through that stage without that kind of distraction, because, you know, so people should know that also. But again, that happens very, very seldomly.
Mm-hmm. And I know some people have like the smartphones, and they, if they get an email, it makes a little noise from your phone. So if you get three or four emails during one performance, that would be annoying too.
Oh, it would be very annoying.
So
and again,
just shut the whole thing
down. Oh, just shut it down. Yeah. And again, most people do this. I mean, the only time that we've had, you know, issues with this is the vibrate part, mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. people just don't think that also makes, you know, as much noise as
right.
it does. But we've had very few instances of this being a big problem. You know, if we had a couple of times where people tried to take a video or tried to take a picture, but we've got a stage manager that's, you know, also that's behind them. Mm-hmm. She's in this case, our stage manager, she's not looking for that. Her concentration's on the stage, but, you know, sometimes she can't help but see it.
Sure.
So we, you know, we
and
don't.
What does she do? Walk down the aisle?
No, she can't. But she'll try to let the house manager know, you know, at a break, you know, at an intermission or something. So that we can kindly say to please don't do that. I mean, again, it very, very rarely happens. You know, the other things that happen, and this is, here's where, you know, you go, this is live theater, and you know, we, you know, we're all types in this world. We have a lovely a couple, and he's on a breathing machine, mm-hmm. and that darn thing makes noise.
So where do you put him?
He needs to be in the front because he needs to be able to hear and see. So, you know, we're just hoping that the audience recognizes that this is
the
human life.
Guy.
And
he needs to get out too.
He has to, well, he's a patron that's been coming for years, and
right.
we love him.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's a lady that, oh, we just love her to death. She's been coming from the beginning. Who is now blind, and she also has to sit in the front, and, you know, she'll be asking her husband, you know, some questions like, what just happened? And you know, it's, and so there are, you know, this is live theater, and we don't want anybody to think I can't come because of my,
sure.
you know, whatever my disability might be. So, you know, I guess what I'm, is that me? No. I guess what I'm saying is that there certainly is a protocol, but then, you know, there's also times when that protocol is broken.
Mm-hmm. And leaving during the performance, I mean, I guess if you're ill and need to get up and get out of your seat,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing. But if you're just not into the play, that's very disrespectful just to get up and leave, right? Or do people do that?
Well, it is disrespectful, I guess. You know, again, now this certainly every theater hopes that does not happen.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, if somebody's coughing, you know, and somebody's always, you know, there's a house manager out in the lobby, and so, you know, somebody there to help them in any way. But in every theater, there's going to be people that walk out. Not all the time, not every show, but every theater is going
Maybe
to do.
Maybe they don't feel well.
No,
they
sometimes
don't like the play.
They don't like the play.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you. No, I have never walked out. But I have to tell you, there have been times I didn't come back to a show after intermission.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, that's different.
They'll see an empty
right.
seat, but you didn't disrupt anybody.
Right, right. It doesn't happen very often, but it's going to happen, and you know, in every theater. And but of course, you hope that it doesn't. But you can't say to people, don't do that. It's, you know, it's their, prerogative to do that. It's
sure.
It's
they could always say I'm not feeling well, and it's really because they don't like the play.
Yeah, and sometimes they can tell you that they don't like the play. But again, these are such rare occurrences mm-hmm. that you know, it's so funny at StageWorks. If we do a play that, you know, we thought, oh, this is going to be so fun and everybody's going to love it. If we choose a play that we think is going to appeal to a wide audience, our audiences kind of get mad at us. You know, we're known for doing this kind of adventurous work. So you never, you know, you got to take chances. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, I would... So this is the kind of thing, I mean, I think that a cell phone or electronic device, you know, we really have that authority or right to say you really can't do that, guys. But somebody that's going to walk out, you know, that's mm-hmm. their prerogative.
Sure.
But you kind of hope they don't.
What do you think about if it's not a children's play that you're putting right. on and people maybe bring their children and babies, wouldn't you right. say... Could you get a babysitter, maybe? Because they could be very disruptive.
Well, we do not have people bringing babies to our theater. No,
okay.
You know, our play, we have a wonderful, you know, audience that grows every year, and
Great. We're
known. Our work is adult work. I mean, we you know, children's stuff that we do is different. That's a different story. But
mm-hmm.
but our equity, you know, productions are. Truly adults. It does have adult themed work. We would not be able to have a baby in there. I would have to say, I'll watch the baby. I mean, we'll do, you know, I love watching babies. But a baby would not be appropriate in our equity productions. But there have been times where, you know, if people call and make a reservation, and they say that they're bringing a student, the box office manager will, you know, do what he can to scoop out, you know, kind of the age range. But sometimes that kind of sneaks by us. So we think that the student that, you know, ticket that was bought
mm-hmm.
is, you know, maybe, you know, a high school or college. And what we're seeing is maybe a kind of a middle school age person. And if the play has language or references,
mm-hmm.
I will, you know, go over to the family and say, you know, privately, I just need to tell you that, and you know, and
then it's up to them.
It's up to them, right? But and again, I think I don't know that it's ever happened that. Usually, people say, "We know." That's okay. They've heard it before.
Yeah,
you know,
or
they understand that.
TV
yep.
and movies nowadays.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. So even things like, because it's all live,
mm-hmm.
Even, you know, you've seen the ladies probably digging through their purse yeah. and making the paper noises
yeah.
and, you know, just, it's, you have to be cognitive, what's the word I'm trying to
cognitive?
Say? Cognitive? There.
Yeah.
To understand that it is live and you can't do things like that.
Well, again, it's, you know...
You're to be quiet.
Yeah, well, yeah, but not within not being human. I mean, it's you know, yes, you always hope that... Usually the people that are going through their bags, looking, opening something, it's because they have a cold. And, again, people are welcome, for example, to bring in from the lobby, you know, their coffee
mm-hmm.
or their little glass of wine. We don't serve a lot of food, so, you know, there's not food to really bring in. That does happen. You know, I have to tell you that somebody that's making a lot of noise is usually taken care of by the audience members around them. You know what I mean? It's if you're sitting, shh, or they're looking at them, giving, you know,
yeah,
that look.
Evil
eye. Yeah. So we don't have to do a lot of that.
Great.
Yeah. And I think most theaters will tell you that that's what happens. Some theaters do give in their recorded speech, and actually even live, a part of it, they'll say, you know, please unwrap your little candies now, but I feel that that's gone too far. I feel that I think that you should.
If you don't know,
then yeah,
you should be at home.
Yeah, and frankly, again, the person sitting next to you in the audience is going to take care of that for me because they're just going to start looking at them, and and then of course if you're going to a concert where, you know, it's a rock singer or. You know, where people are yelling and screaming anyway. I mean, there's, you know, probably all of this goes out the window because you're encouraged
because
to take
loud.
Pictures and, you know, everybody's texting.
And it's very loud if it's music being played.
And that yes, exactly. And part of the marketing for the piece is that people are texting and, you know, their pictures and all of that stuff. So, you know.
Free promotions.
Absolutely. Yeah. So everything it changes depending on, you know, what it is that you're going to see.
So one of the things that I don't go to live performances very often, but that you need to be quiet anyway. Talking, you know, I'm sure people, you know, want to say their little comments and whatnot. And so talking is not allowed. And even whispering can be a distraction, I would think, to the players on the stage, I would think.
Well, you know, again, everything within reason. I mean, I go to the theater and I miss a word and I go, what they say?
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's real quiet.
Yeah.
Well, some people are loud, though.
Well, yeah. Again, we have this lady that is blind and she's talking to her husband saying what just happened. And again, it's not something that, you know, we encourage everyone to do, but every situation is different. And I have to say that very rarely do we have people, unless, you know, there's a special circumstance, talking very loudly, though it does happen. And this is another situation where generally the people that are sitting around the person is going to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had to escort anybody out.
Somebody out. What about people that come in? I'm going through this quickly now.
Sure.
We've only got about 4 minutes, but what about people coming in late for the performance?
Well,
do they have to stand back until a break or?
We do that. I mean, some theaters you won't be seated if this show's already started. We don't do that. We generally, unless everybody's absolutely there on time, if we still have people missing, we'll hold for 5 minutes. After that, you do have to stand in the back until we find that break or that moment that's not going to
disrupt the performance.
And you're most likely not going to get your seat that you reserved because, you know, if your seat was in the middle of the row, we can't get you
no
in
way.
That.
Yeah.
So, you know, but you know, yeah, being there on time is really probably one of the more important things.
Yeah, like 30 minutes early, get your seat.
Or 15 minutes,
Even 15 minutes. So before the program is over, I really wanted to get to the critic, Ben
Brantley.
What's his last
Ben
name?
Brantley, actually. I think you're referring to the critic.
The New York Times critic. And he gave you a very favorable review, didn't he?
Well, he did. You know, actually, this last season, we did a play called Stockholm by Bryony Lavery. We gave this play. It's an American premiere. And it was the first time that we were reviewed by the New York Times. So that was quite wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
That's kind of big time, isn't it?
Well, it is. It sounds so silly. I feel silly even saying that. We've never really, pursued heavily New York critics. But this was, we were certainly glad that he came to this.
Did you get a picture of him or anything?
No, you don't do that.
Like, did you put it on the wall?
No, you don't do that.
Okay.
You don't do that. No, it's enough that I'm telling you over the radio that he came. It's a little embarrassing, but no, he's. We were appreciative of his coming. I don't know how appreciative we would have been if he'd not liked the play, but in this case he did. And people like. Him and others, you learn a lot, you know, from the reviewers that that, you know, that know their stuff. So we're just glad he came. It sounds like we're done.
Well, we have a couple of minutes, okay. And I wanted to go over, because you are a not-for-profit, mm-hmm. that you have an extensive lineup of contributors, don't you?
Well, just like every not-for-profit, be they a theater or an orchestra or a dance company, I mean, one of the things about being a not-for-profit is that you're able to you know, accept donations, and we're just real fortunate to have wonderful people that have supported us throughout all these years, and also we're also fortunate to be supported by the Schubert Foundation, which is one of the foundations support theater in general operating support. Which is not easy to obtain. And I think we're probably one of the smallest theaters to be supported by the Schubert Foundation, and of course the New York State Council on the Arts, and the Ernest O. Ray Foundation. Just organizations that have been with us for a long time. And then the bulk of our support comes from individuals, and that's mm-hmm. that's wonderful.
The people that go to the place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I've enjoyed this, and it's enlightened me.
I hope I've been helpful.
You know, stage work.
I hope that I haven't made the theater sound rigid, because we're not.
No,
I mean, it's live.
Well,
and it's,
my show is about etiquette, and maybe right. if we even helped a couple of people about, you know, proper etiquette in a live theater, then yeah. that's what it's all about.
And it all comes down to, you know, go on the journey and enjoy the experience.
Yes. Well, my husband and I will be...
We'd love to have you.
Yes. We love live theater, if we could find it. And like I said, I didn't know. Maybe we need to get the word out.
Oh, yeah.
About stage work.
Hudson.org.
There you go.
There you go.
Well, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Nan.